Sylacauga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good evening and welcome to Lincoln High School, home of the Golden Bears, the site of the 2026 Talladega County Basketball Tournament. Tonight, it's ladies action on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network here on Mix 106.5 as the Lady Aggies get set to take on the Lady Tigers of Talladega. Both teams have split with each other during the course of the regular season. We'll have the starting lineups and all of your pregame activity right here on the home of the Aggie Sports Network, right here on Mix 106.5. Back in just a moment.
Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text ALTAJOBS to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Welcome back to the Star Physical Therapy pregame show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Dave McCurley along with RJ Burns tonight. It is the Sylacauga Lady Aggies and the Talladega Lady Tigers. This ought to be a competitive game, RJ. They've split in the regular season, and now winner moves on, losers out of the tournament.
Yeah, I think this should be a very competitive. I mean, both teams share. Sylacauga is 9-13, Talladega is 9-14. So you both have a lot to play for tonight. But if you're either or team, you want to play very good, because you said it. Whoever loses tonight go home. Whoever wins could advance. So it should be a both game from a good game for both teams tonight.
I will tell you that the winner of this contest will take on the Lincoln Golden Bears no contest with the home Lady Golden Bears against Mumford just a few moments ago, a going away running clock victory for the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears. But now you get to the nightcap game of the day. You and I've been here a long time. You have too. We've seen some very good basketball, but I think this one has the opportunity to be a very competitive game.
Yeah, both teams are very good. I mean, they both have good guard play. They're also good in low post too. So I'm looking forward to see how both teams can answer tonight. I know Sylacauga, they want to play that fast paced basketball. They want to get the ball and kind of go. And Talladega, they're kind of the same way with Sylacauga. They do a good job of getting the rebound and going. So looking forward to see how Sylacauga matches up with Talladega tonight for the girls.
Absolutely. I think probably the biggest storyline in this game is the health of the Lady Aggies. Everybody tonight, as I talked with Coach Victor Smith just a few moments ago, everybody available tonight. Now, whether they're 100% or not, we don't know. You know, Kaylin Cannon's been out with an ankle. So has Haley Cannon. So has Jaden Harville. But we're going to see all of them tonight, and they need them tonight against the Talladega Tigers, coached by Justin Evans. We'll step aside and take a timeout, and that will do it for the Star Physical Therapy pregame show. We'll have the starting lineups for you and the opening tip right here from Lincoln High School on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Sylacauga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing, close to home.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are, from savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options. Members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Well, Jeremy Law might sound better than me, but he don't look as good as me. RJ Burns, along with myself, Dave McCurley, as we get set for the nightcap. It's the Sylacauga Lady Aggies and the Talladega Tigers on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. And my man RJ Burns has the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups.
Yeah, for Sylacauga, number one, Acacia Patterson. Number four, Nyla Nelson. We also have number 11, Kaylin Cannon. Number 14, Haley Cannon. And number 33, Paisley Swain. And for Talladega Lady Tigers, you have number four, Hope Duncan. Number 11, Shatira Twain. Number 15, Jaleah Spencer. 21, Jakiria Wilson. And number 25, Kinsley Morgan.
And, of course, the Talladega Lady Tigers, coached by Justin Evans. And your Sylacauga Lady Aggies, the head coach is Victor Smith. I talked with him before the game, and he said, you know, Dave, if we play like we should play, he said, we should win this game. He said, really and truly, we should have never dropped that one against Talladega earlier this season. But, you know, you win games that you probably shouldn't, and you lose games you probably shouldn't. But tonight, I hope the Aggies are healthy. We'll see how long both of the Cannon girls can go. And, of course, they're the ones that make this Aggie team go.
Yeah, I feel like the big thing with Sylacauga, as long as they play their game tonight, you know, they know what they can do. They know what their coach to do. So I think the coach wants to see them just execute tonight and play their game versus Talladega Lady Tigers.
Absolutely, as Sylacauga, the Lady Aggies, and the Talladega Lady Tigers about to get it on in the nightcap. I'll go ahead and tell our audience real quickly what has happened in this tournament today so far. The early game at 9:30 this morning saw the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs all over the B.B. Comer Tigers, 80-20. And then Childersburg's boys about the same as they defeated the Fayetteville boys by a score of 63-20. And then, of course, right after that, you had the Childersburg girls over the Fayetteville girls. And then B.B. Comer's boys, they fell by 3 to Winterboro. Very good Winterboro team, 62-59 in that contest. So Winterboro will move on. And then, of course, just a few moments ago, Lincoln defeated Mumford in the girls' game, and now Sylacauga and Talladega. It is the Central Alabama Community College tip-off right now, as Talladega will have the height advantage here in the circle on the tip. But Sylacauga will be jumping Paisley Swain. And Talladega, I believe that's going to be Shatiria Swain. And we are set to go. Sylacauga will control the first possession. And this here is going to be Kaylin Cannon, as she'll bring it down. She'll get it over to Acacia Patterson. Acacia will give it. And on the drive that time, Nyla Nelson had her shot partially blocked. It'll go out of bounds, but Lady Aggies will have it underneath their own goal. Just underway. They'll get it inside. Nice post move right there by Paisley Swain. And the Lady Aggies lead it 2-0.
Yeah, that was a good inbound play right there by Sylacauga. Well executed. Way to start the game off with a nice inbound play like that.
Talladega had a little trouble getting it all over the timeline. They finally do. And now it's taken away by Kaylin Cannon. She took it right away from Kinsley Morgan. Here's the Lady Aggies again with a chance to push their 2-0 lead. Long three-pointer, put up and in. That is Acacia Patterson and the Lady Aggies, 5-0, and another near steal in the backcourt. Lady Aggies very aggressive right now in the early going. And that was tipped. She could have got it, but Kaylin Cannon's going to go pick it up. She's going to turn around in lane, give it to Haley Cannon. Now they'll set up the offense. Here's Patterson. They'll leave her open for three again. This one's off the mark. And the Talladega Lady Tigers control it with Hope Duncan. Here she comes, and it's stolen right back away by Cannon. And she's on the floor after the basketball. They're going to call traveling on her. I guess wow. She rolled over with it. Looked like somebody hopped on top over there.
Yeah, it looked like she might have got a push right there. But yeah. Silicon's doing a good job of starting out so aggressive. I mean, they're after every loose ball, and they had a wide open three, so they're doing a good job of starting out so far.
Talladega all ready to sub in this game. You'll get number 12, Destiny Twyman. She will replace Kinsley Morgan in the Lady Tiger lineup. And here we go. Silicon with that relentless man-to-man pressure defense. And here's the Lady Tigers. They'll try to get it down low. They do. A good shot by Hope Duncan, but it's no good. And they're going to get – is that a jump ball? I believe it is. I thought they would get Talladega over the back, but jump ball possession arrow goes to the Lady Tigers. 5-0 Silicaga with 6:26 to go first quarter. Here's Talladega in the front court. This is Twyman, who had just checked in. She's got the basketball. She's going to go down the left side, try to take it off the backboard. No good, but there is Shateria Swain to get the rebound and put it back in.
Yeah, it was a good second chance opportunity, but Silicon going to do a job of putting a body on her because she's pretty tall, so they're going to make sure they find her when the ball goes up.
And Talladega steals the ball with that press, and putting it in is Hope Duncan on the steal, and it's 5-4. Lady Aggies finally get it across half floor and throw it away again. They got it into the front court, and Jalea Spencer of Talladega intercepted the basketball. They're trying to get it inside. Nice hands by Silicon that time. That was Acacia Patterson coming over the top to knock it away, and the Aggies will come away with control. 5-4, they lead it. 5:25 to go in the first quarter. And here's Patterson with it. She'll get it up top. That's Nyla Nelson. Three-pointer being put up by Kaylin Cannon. No good. Nelson's got it back to Cannon. She'll drive in the lane, put up a six-footer. Good, and she is fouled.
Yeah, that was a good job to be patient. They threw the ball until they got what they wanted, but she was then able to penetrate to the basket and get an and one. That was a very good offensive drive right there by Silicon Lady Aggies.
You know, those three on the outside that time kept moving, and that's what got the open lane for Kaylin Cannon, and she's at a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Free throw, no good, and into the game for Silicon, and almost coming up with the basketball was Carly Creighton. And here is Talladega on a drive with – they're going to get a foul. I believe that foul is going to go against Kaylin Cannon. And at the line is going to be Hope Duncan now. If there's one drawback to each one of the Cannon sisters, probably the two most athletic and probably two of the better players for Silicon, they tend to get in foul trouble.
Yeah, they play very aggressive too. So I think when you play very aggressive, it's very easy to get in foul trouble, but you want to be smart on your fouls you're giving.
Boy, Hope Duncan didn't hit anything but the bottom of the net. That didn't even almost touch the net. Same way again, and it's 7-6. Two made free throws by the Lady Tigers, and the Lady Aggies working it up against this 1-2-2 full court press. And Talladega's going to steal it away again. They got a layup if they can control it. And she stepped on the line, did Destiny Twyman. Well, I mean, they had three on none. And just flat threw it away. Coach Justin Evans and his Lady Tigers here in the first round of the Large School Girls County Championship. Into the game for Silicon is going to be Jacqueline Harville. Talladega knocks it out of bounds, so we'll retain possession here. With 4:38 to go first quarter, Silicon up by a single point. It's been a great day of basketball here in the early going of the county tournament. More action tomorrow night. We'll tell you about that as we move along. All championship games of small and big schools will be set after tomorrow night. And Kaylin Cannon, I thought she might have gotten away with a travel, but she's going to get Talladega in the air. And I believe that foul was on... I believe it was on Jalea Spencer, but either way, she gave a head fake and got her in the air and drew the foul. And she tried to drive in the middle of two players, couldn't do it. Talladega steals it away, and then they're going to get called for traveling. So back-to-back turnovers. Neither team playing real sharp right now. Here's that full court now, 2-2-1 full court press for Talladega. And here's Acacia Patterson. She goes all the way in past everybody, kicks it back out to Haley Cannon, and now back to Acacia, and she sticks another three.
That was a big three that Silicaga needed. They was very patient, and once they found a shooter, they dished it out to her. It was a nice three-pointer.
And Silicaga steals the inbounds pass, and Haley Cannon can't hit the layup, but Talladega knocks it out of bounds, so Silicaga will have it underneath their own goal. 10-6, they lead it with the basketball. 3:44 to go in this first quarter. That is Malaya Bryant, who's checked into the game. And back into the game for Silicaga is Paisley Swain, and she can't hit the shot. Silicaga gets it back, and going in for another shot is Patterson, and she's going to be fouled. She's been the workhorse so far in this first half of quarter number one.
Yeah, Silicaga so far, they're doing a good job of being very aggressive. They're going after every loose ball. They're trying to make what they can for the team work, and she's been doing a good job of just being so physical.
And they have, as you mentioned, they have grabbed a lot of offensive rebounds already in this first quarter as Patterson misses the first free throw. 3:32 to go in the first quarter. Dave McCurley sitting in for you for the J-Law. Law Dog taking this Martin Luther King Day off, and he and Alex Bauman will be on the call for the boys tomorrow night. Patterson hits one of two, and it's 11-6 in the early going for the Aggies. Now here comes their full court pressure, and Talladega had two girls back to our one and didn't see it, and that foul is going to go against Kaylin Cannon, and that's already two quick fouls on her, and she'll have to come out of the ball game.
Yeah, I think that's a very smart move. The coach realized she got two fouls, so he's going to pull out the sub, so hopefully they still can have the momentum as she's sitting on the bench.
But you know, RJ, KJ made this point earlier in the day in one of the games. She's running down that far sideline where the ball is Twyman, and you foul her when really you should just run back and get ready to play defense. No need to foul her 40 feet away from the basket when she's got the sideline on you, and you pick up your second foul and now you're on the bench. So just got to play a little smarter here. Silicaga almost with another steal. Here comes Talladega. They get it into the front court. And this here is Kinsley Morgan. And it's going to be retrieved by Destiny Twyman. And now they throw it away. Coming up with the basketball, here comes Haley Cannon. Spin move, or excuse me, that's Malaya Bryant. She spun, threw it up, and it went in. But she's going to be called for the offensive foul. And that's unfortunate. She made a great move.
Yeah, that spin move was definitely a good move, but it's unfortunate that she was called for the charge. But that was a really good spin move the young lady put on.
So here's Talladega now into the backcourt, and they're having all kinds of trouble with this Aggie pressure. You got Haley Cannon and Malaya Bryant and also Patterson back there really putting on the pressure. And they've tipped it out of bounds twice now within 3 seconds. Talladega, they'll get it in. There's the trap. Silicaga had to steal, but it went off of their hands out of bounds. They're getting exactly what they want, RJ.
Yeah, right now Silicaga's being very aggressive. They're causing Talladega to make turnovers and mistakes off their press break. And that's what you want if you're Silicaga.
11-6 with 2:56 to go first quarter. There is a steal by Haley Cannon. She'll get it to a trailing Paisley Swain, who can't get the shot to go. It goes out of bounds off of Silicaga. And you can bet they're not going to stop this pressure. Keisha Patterson will get a breather on the sideline for Jaden Harville, who's now back in the game again. And we get a steal with Malaya Bryant. She lays it in. She is the perfect person to have on the front of that press.
She very is. She's very active with her hands, and she's trying to get every steal that comes forward. And so far, she's working out in her favor.
And she gets another one off of the steal by Haley Cannon. She puts it in. It's 13-6.
Right now, they're just being very aggressive. I mean, this press break is really working for them, and her hands are being very active for this defense.
Talladega breaks it this time, goes all the way down the floor, lays it up, can't get it to go. Here comes Harville with the basketball. Nice full court pass over to Haley Cannon, and Haley's fouled as she's going to go up for a shot. And the Aggies now starting to pull away a little bit with 2:14 to go in the first quarter, 15-6. That was good court awareness right that time by Harville. She had the ball at the timeline back on Talladega's side of the floor and saw Haley Cannon streaking down the floor.
Yeah, it was very good vision for her. She looked up and saw her, and they went down. They tried to get a layup in transition, but instead she got fouled, but it was still ended up being a good play.
Cannon short on her first free throw. She'll get one more. Tried to give the Aggie lead to double digits. She can't do it. Look at Malaya Bryant. She almost had that rebound. Here comes Talladega with the basketball. They'll get it in the front court. They get an open look from three. That was Destiny Twyman, no good. And Silicaga is going to come out of there with a scramble. Here comes Malaya Bryant. She threw it right to Destiny Twyman, who will go down and lay it up and in. It's unfortunate there. We had numbers. Talladega cuts it back to a 7-point lead. Here's Malaya Bryant. She'll get it to Harville. Harville in the front court, trying to get it underneath. They do. And they throw it away. Another turnover. And here's Twyman again in the front court with nobody there. She'll lay it in again. It's 15-10. Under a minute and a half to go, first quarter. And the Aggies getting a little sloppy with the basketball. They really miss having Patterson on the floor, and she's at the table to check in. Malaya Bryant, what an off-balance shot, and she got it to go.
That was a good way for Silicaga to answer after they gave up two possession scores on his last drive they passed had.
And I'll tell you, Twyman goes down and lays it in again. The Aggies are just getting beat down the floor right now. 17-12, the Aggies with the lead. We'll step aside and take a timeout. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Dave McCurley and R.J. Burns sitting in with you in place of Jeremy Law. I assure you, he's probably got a big old plate of food and getting ready to watch the Natty. And Silicaga throws it away again in the front court. Luckily, we go back and get it. And we've got it now with Paisley Swain. She gives it to Haley Cannon. Long three-pointer put up in and out by Charles. And here's a bucket on putback, and that is Jaden Harville putting it in for two.
Nice putback for Jaden Harville. She got the rebound and went straight up with the basketball.
Talladega was going to get called for traveling. Silicaga steals it away. This is Charles. She can't get it. And there is Patterson. She can't make it go. And it's tipped out of bounds off of Talladega. It'll be Silicaga basketball with 14 seconds in the quarter. Silicaga scored 19 points in this first quarter. It's quite an offensive put out. They'll get it to Harville. She'll drive in, kick it back. They got to look at the clock. Only 5 seconds on the clock. They got to go. And Harville, she's going to have to shoot it, and she's not going to get it off. Not great time management at the end of the quarter there. We are at the end of one of play, 19-12. Silicaga over the Lady Tigers of Talladega. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Dave McCurley and R.J. Burns with you. The Lady Aggies will have it as we start this second quarter. They're just passing it around right now, trying to make their way. Here's Patterson with it. She's got two Marble City Pharmacy three-pointers, and the Aggies are going to get called for 3 seconds in the lane. And they'll turn it over to the Lady Tigers. Here comes Malia Bryant back into the game. She'll replace Sanaya Charles. Talladega working against that pressure. They'll get it down, get it underneath, and that should have been an easy bucket, and they didn't get it, did Talladega. But the Lady Aggies didn't rotate back that time, RJ, and left somebody all alone underneath the bucket.
Yes, yeah, so Talladega, they found a way to break that Sylacauga press right there, but in the press break, once the ball is released, somebody has to be back to get that big man or the last man back. So Sylacauga didn't do a good job just getting back and finding a wide-open person.
Germany Pointer was that person that couldn't hit the layup, and then she got fouled on the rebound. She can't hit the first free throw. She'll get one more. And she gets that one to clang in there. 19-13. Lady Aggies with a six-point lead. And they're going to lose it out of bounds. I tell you what, that one just went right through the hands of Nyla Nelson. And Lady Tigers will get possession of it. And going back into the game is Kaylin Cannon with two fouls. And Talladega trying to drive down and get a shot. Is that going to be a foul?
Wow.
I thought they just lost it out of bounds. That's going to be a foul on Sylacauga. And I believe that was on, as I thought I saw him whistle that one on Haley Cannon. Or no, I think it's going to be on Nyla Nelson. And somebody's wanting to call a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network on Mix 106.5.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Yeah, I think that last foul, RJ, was on Nyla Nelson, but I just thought that Talladega lost it out of bounds. I didn't see a foul, and look, there's another one. That should be a foul on
definitely should on
Talladega. Yeah, and they're going to call it out of bounds on Sylacauga again. We got roughed up on those two calls, I believe. Referees are doing a great job, though. They've been out here a long time. Not the same three, but this is a sixth game of the day. Lots of whistles in here this afternoon. And that three-pointer missed by Talladega. They get the long rebound, though. Here's a three-pointer being put up and missed by Jakiria Wilson. And again, they get the long rebound. The Aggies, where they were getting every rebound in the first quarter, right now having a hard time corralling one. Long three-pointer by Hope Duncan's no good. Silicaga's going to get it down the floor quickly, and that's going to be Jacqueline Harville putting it in for two.
That was a really good outlet pass set up right there by Keisha Patterson.
I tell you what, as Kaylin Cannon come crashing into our table, I hope she's okay. We're okay.
You're right.
As long as RJ's all right.
I'm good. You okay? I know.
I'm trying to get her attention to make sure she's walking like she's okay. But I thought I was going to have to catch her. You know, and I told Jacob earlier today, your number one priority is to take care of the play-by-play guy.
I got you.
And this equipment. And you did fine. So, hey, we're okay here. Every system goes. So, Silicaga will have the basketball and an eight-point lead here as we're 2 minutes into the second quarter, about 2 minutes. And they're looking at now, looks like a 2-3 zone. I think his Lady Tigers are playing. And let's see if Silicaga overloads one side. And they'll try to make a drive to the basket with Kaylin Cannon, and she just loses it out of bounds. I thought she might have been bumped a little bit, but no call. Here's Talladega, the Lady Tigers with the basketball, and it's stolen away. Wow. And
wow.
I tell you what, Jacqueline Harville goes into the scorers table over on the other side. I hope she's okay.
She's grabbing at
her right knee, but she's staying in the game. Tough, tough kid. And there's going to be a foul on Haley Cannon. You just can't knock somebody out of bounds. I don't know if we'll see better tackles than that in the Natty in a little bit. Talladega will get the basketball with 5:41 to go until halftime, 21-13. Here's Twyman with the basketball, turns around at a three-pointer, can't get it to go, scramble for it on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, and I believe that's going to be Talladega's possession. It will. Coming back into the game for Silicaga is going to be Paisley Swain. Coming out of the game is going to be Malaya Bryant. And here we go. Talladega inbounded underneath their own bucket. And that's a two-pointer being put up by Spencer. She's no good. Another scramble for it on the floor. Another jump ball and another possession going to Silicaga this time. And Lady Aggies will be looking at that 2-2-1 full court press. And Patterson tried to dribble through it. You can't do it. They turn it over. Lots of turnovers, and Talladega just gives it right back.
Yeah,
go ahead.
One thing about the Silicaga press, with Talladega's in the 2-2-1, you want to take care of the ball. You want to be careful, but you also don't want you can't just dribble between both the defenders.
Any press that you got to beat, you got to pass it. And that's the way they beat it that time. And here's Haley Cannon. Now they get it to Patterson, right wing. She's looking around, and she'll slow the pace down a little bit. That's Paisley. Wow, Paisley Swain was fouled. There was no call. And Talladega's going to come out of there with it. They're going to get a layup with Destiny Twyman. So, you know, as well as Silicaga has shot the ball here in the first half at times, Talladega's just not going away. And there's a head fake by Kaylin Cannon. She could not get the shot to go. Talladega with the rebound, down by six. 4:20 to go first half. Long three-pointer by Hope Duncan of Talladega. No good. Here's a two-on-one Silicaga. And Kaylin Cannon, or Haley Cannon, is fouled. I was wondering if they were going to make the call.
Yeah, you definitely had numbers. You had a situation where you had two-on-one, so good job of just getting the foul right there.
I think, though, if she would have got down into that lane, she drew that Talladega player over there, it would have been an easy layup for Jacqueline Harville as she put that ball over there on the right side, but I guess she was afraid she couldn't make the pass. And Haley Cannon hits her first free throw. And you got Malaya Bryant coming back in there for Harville. So the right tire, five on the floor right now, both of the Cannon sisters, Patterson, Malaya Bryant, and Paisley Swain. That is the starting five for Sylacauga. That free throw short from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. And that one stolen away by Patterson. Here comes Haley Cannon. She'll go down and lay it in again on the fast break. And just like that, it's ballooned up back up to a nine-point lead. And there again, I'm going to say, half court, you're fouling somebody, and that is the third foul on Kaylin Cannon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the coach sits her on the bench for the rest of the half. You have to be smart. Back to your point you made earlier, all you got to do is slide your feet and be defensively smart. Don't just be lazy and draw a foul like that.
And they had us beat by catching the pass, so you can't foul there and be a little smarter. Coming into the game for Sylacauga is number 32, Eliana Williams. Talladega can't seem to get a lane to the goal, so they'll back it out with Twyman again. Twyman almost to midcourt. She's been guarded by Patterson. She gets a screen, gets about a 12-foot jump shot, and it's good.
Yeah, it was a well-executed play right there. Once she got her screen, was able to roll off and go to the left side of the wing and able to pull up for a nice jump shot.
Shateria Swain, the tallest person on the floor for either team, was the one to set that screen. There's a missed shot by Malia Bryant. She comes up hobbling. Shateria Swain with a rebound. Here comes Talladega. Twyman will go the goal. Nicely blocked by Paisley Swain. Here come the Lady Aggies with it. This is Patterson. She'll go through two. Lay it up and in, and she is fouled.
It was a nice play right there. She drove to the basket and was able to get an and one. That's what Sylacauga definitely needed.
And she'll go to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. And coming into the game for Malaya Bryant is going to be Sanaya Charles. Bryant's not all the way healthy. She's hobbling out there a good bit. She's going to get the rest of the half off. 2:48 to go in the first half. Another miss from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. 26-17. Lady Aggies with a nine-point lead. 2:43 to go to half. And knocked out of bounds in the front court by the Lady Aggies. Haley Cannon. Haley's been very active here in the first half.
She really has. I like how she's been very aggressive, too. She's not afraid to get the ball, and she's just being a good team player.
Coming into the game for the Lady Aggies is going to be Carly Creighton. She will spell Allie Williams. And here we go. 2:38 to go in the half. Talladega gets it in. Twyman was way up under the bucket, too far to where she couldn't get it up, and I think, is that out of bounds on Talladega? I guess it is. I thought somebody was calling a timeout. Here's Creighton, and she throws it away. Charles. Charles had Cannon, Haley Cannon, streaking down the left sideline, but she led her too far. Talladega gets it inside, can't do anything with it. And the littlest player on the floor, or one of the smallest, Kinsley Morgan, gets the rebound. Well, I tell you what, when they get it in to Shateria Swain, luckily she hadn't been able to connect none, but she's a good head taller than everybody on our team. There she is again. She looks to throw it back out. They get it. Top of the key, three-pointer, no good. And then they put it back in. I believe that was Hope Duncan. And the Lady Tigers pull back to within seven. Here's the Lady Aggies. 2 minutes to go until half. And Patterson will slow this thing down a little bit. Charles inside. And then finally they get to double inside. And how is that either not a foul or traveling?
Yeah, it has to be something.
Yeah, one of the two. Talladega comes out of there with it. A long three-pointer, no good. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll go over to who? It'll stay Lady Tiger basketball. But, boy, you know, we got the ball down there to Carly Creighton. and she was knocked to the floor. So it's either got to be a traveling call or a foul, one of the two, and nothing was called. So now we're just about set, and Talladega will throw it in from the worst place on the floor in the very corner. They're having difficulty getting it in, and Sylacauga steals it away. Haley Cannon back to Charles. Here's Sanaya. She'll give it back to Cannon. Now here's a good move and a open lane for Paisley Swain. She goes down and puts up a shot. She can't get it, but she is fouled. And I believe that Talladega foul will go on number 25, Kinsley Morgan. And Paisley Swain will go back to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Aggies up by 7, 1:22 to go until half. Keep it at 7 as Swain can't connect. She gets one of two and increases the lead to 8. Talladega will be looking at that full court pressure again. And we steal it well. We've had it stolen, and they take it right back from us. Here's Talladega. Ja'Kiria Wilson with the basketball. Now it is stolen away by Patterson. Can she finish? She cannot. Misses the layup. And Haley Cannon is hammered. And they're going to get a foul on somebody, but, boy, we missed a golden opportunity there.
Yeah, Patterson, she had to steal, good steal, and she just was in transition, just couldn't finish the layup quite like she wanted to. It's kind of too hard to land it off, but in a situation like that, you have to make those type of layups.
I think she heard somebody coming behind her pretty quick. But Haley Cannon will be at the free throw line at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Cannot connect, so it stays at an 8-point lead. And she'll get one more. 104 to go until intermission. Good on one of two, the second one, and into the game for the first time for Sylacauga, Sanaya Parker. 28-19. Sylacauga's done a good job here in the second quarter with defense, only allowing 6 points so far. Long three-pointer. I just had to say something, and it got Hope Duncan a three-pointer. 28-22, 6-point Lady Aggie lead. Here's Charles. Back to Patterson. And Sylacauga about threw it away, and they did. And Duncan is going to be fouled. That's actually Twyman is going to be fouled by Sylacauga, and I think that's going to put Twyman at the free throw line. Wow.
Yeah,
30.
Go ahead. You turn the ball over, and then you come down and create a foul. Just can't have those type of mistakes in a game like this.
No, because not just a foul, but it's going to give them two free throws here with probably their best shooter on the floor, and she makes the first. That's Destiny Twyman. So it cuts the lead to 5. I was just going to say how well we had done with defense in this quarter. You know, we scored 19 points in the first quarter. We've only scored 9 this quarter. Another miss. They get the offensive rebound. Can't make it go. And then we throw it away again. And then they give it right back to us. There's a scramble for the ball. And finally, Hope Duncan has it. Long three-pointer by Wyman. Scramble for it on the floor with 10 seconds in the quarter. Hope Duncan from the middle of the lane, no good. And finally, Sylacauga gets the rebound. They're going to have to hurry to get a shot. Patterson, I don't know if she knows it or not. She's going to the goal, puts it up at the buzzer, and she is fouled. So I got a feeling that Acacia Patterson will be at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line for two shots here with no time on the clock. I don't know why there's people around. The buzzer sounded.
Yeah.
And she had the ball in the air. And there, like I said, there should not be players around they put 0.3 of a second back on. And Patterson hits her first free throw to increase the Aggie lead to 6, 29-23. She'll get one more from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. She doesn't hit it. And I think there was going to be, or is there, a lane violation on Talladega. She'll get one more. And there was a lane violation on Talladega. So put 0.3 back on the clock. We'll come back out of the locker room, both teams. And Patterson never left the free throw line. She knew it. And she'll be there for one more, where she was just one of two. But the second one really doesn't go down in the scorer's book. This one is the one that'll count. And she makes them pay, making it a seven-point Aggie lead with 0.3 to go, and they won't get a shot off. And that'll do it for the first half. 30-23, Sylacauga with a seven-point lead over the Lady Tigers of Talladega. We'll come back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show right after this. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs. Covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want. So you can focus on your favorite team. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Yeah.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside with you, David McCurley and R.J. Burns on the nightcap. Been a long day, but we're at halftime of the Lady Aggies and the Lady Tigers here from Lincoln, which you saw a lot of basketball action today. RJ, your thoughts on the first half of this basketball game? My thoughts were, if Silicaga just takes care of the basketball, they win this game going away.
Yeah, they had too many turnovers right here in the second quarter. I mean, they're doing a good job of beating the press that recognizes 2-2-1s, but in the press rate, you want to slow down and don't have costly turnovers. But in the second quarter, they only scored 9 points in the second quarter. If you want to come out and be victorious and keep the lead, you have to come out in the third quarter in the second half and score more points than that. But Talladega, they're doing a good job of – in the second quarter, they did a good job of taking care of business and trying to get second-chance opportunities. So Silicaga is going to have to find a way to box out once the shot goes up and not allow Talladega to get second-chance opportunities.
You know, two times in that first half, and Silicaga increased the lead to 10, and finally Talladega whittled it down to at one time to 3. And then now it's back up to a 7-point lead, 30-23, your halftime score. Let's get you up to date on what has happened in the 2026 County Basketball Tournament so far today. First of all, today, the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs. If there's anybody, I don't know if there's anybody in this county, much less, I don't know if there's anybody in this state. You know, Alex Bauman and I, we did a little math the other day. Mm-hmm. They are averaging 63 points a game and giving up 23.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know that that's ever been done. I'm sure it has, but it's still quite an accomplishment. Anyway, they defeat B.B. Comer by 60 today. And then, of course, right after that, the Childersburg boys defeated the Fayetteville boys by a score of 63-20. Only 20 points for Fayetteville's guys. That just absolute man-to-man, up-and-down pressure in your face by Childersburg proved to be the victory. And then the Lady Tigers of Childersburg defeated Fayetteville in the third game. And then the fourth game, we saw your alma mater, Winterboro, handled the B.B. Comer Tigers boys a 62-59 loss, 3-point. Cam Gaddis had a shot at the end of the game that would have tied it in and out, and the Tigers go home, and they're done in this tournament.
Yeah, that was a really competitive game, but B.B. Comer, they did a good job in third and fourth quarter trying to get back to their game, but it just wasn't enough for them to hand Winterboro a loss. But Winterboro also played a good basketball game as well, but B.B. Comer just wasn't enough. Cam Gaddis can do everything, so they weren't able to get the win versus Winterboro, but they played an okay game in the fourth quarter.
And as we mentioned, this game here, 30-23, Silicaga with a 7-point lead. But, you know, in the game just prior to this, the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears, Aubrey Matchin with 2,000 points in her Lincoln Lady Golden Bear career last week, she led the way as they just absolutely annihilated Mumford. I don't know if either one of these two teams are going to be able to play with Lincoln. If they do, the Aggies are going to have to stop turning the basketball over.
Yeah, the Lincoln ladies basketball team, they're a good basketball team. I mean, even at the end of the game, they was able to put some reserves in, and they did a good job, too. That coaching staff does a good job with Lincoln. They're very, very physical. And once they get the ball, they want to get in transition. They're trying to get to the basket, so they did a good job. But like you said, whoever faces Lincoln, they're going to come with the A game, and they can't afford any small little things that's going to stop them, because Lincoln, they're going to come play their best basketball every night or every day.
So I'll go ahead and set Wednesday's schedule for you, and then I'll get back to tomorrow. But Wednesday's schedule will be small school girls championship at 5:30. It will be Winterboro, the number one seed, and number two seed, Childersburg. And then in the nightcap of Wednesday night, you'll have the Childersburg boys as the number one seed versus the number two seed of Winterboro Bulldogs. And that will take place on Wednesday. Now, tomorrow, you will have the Silicaga boys playing first against the Mumford Lions. Silicaga, the number one seed in the boys tournament, large schools against Mumford, who's number four. And then you got Talladega and Lincoln going against each other in the nightcap. That's tomorrow night, okay? The winner of this game here, as we mentioned, will face Lincoln, the Lady Golden Bears, on Thursday. That'll be the first game on Thursday. So Wednesday is a small schools championship. Thursday's a large schools. And then you have the super championships on Friday night. That's going to do it for the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. We'll come back and have second half action for you as Sylacauga leads the Lady Tigers of Talladega 30-23. Third quarter action coming up right after these messages. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
I'd like to thank Scott and all his staff up at Wright Tire. The Wright Tire on the floor as we get this third quarter started. You got Nyla Nelson, Acacia Patterson, Haley, and Kaylin Cannon, along with Paisley Swain. Here's Acacia Patterson. She's going to go down lane. And, boy, I thought she got hacked.
Yeah, that should have been a foul right there. She went in pretty aggressive, but the ref didn't see that call.
No foul called, and here's Talladega in the front court with a chance to cut into a seven-point Lady Aggie lead. Just underway in the third quarter. Dave McCurley and R.J. Burns with you. Here's Talladega trying to get it underneath. That's a good steal by Paisley Swain. Here come the Lady Aggies. We're in trouble. We get it across the half-court line, though. Kaylin Cannon gets it to Paisley Swain. Another look like what should have been a foul, but they're just going to say it was a block shot. Long three-pointer by Talladega. No good. Good rebounding position by Kaylin Cannon. And she's going to get it to Nyla Nelson. She'll flip it over to Patterson. Patterson's in trouble, and she got bumped. Talladega's wanting to say that she traveled, but I got to be honest with you, RJ, this should have been the third foul already this half and on Talladega. They just got one. Here is Sylacauga now in the front court with a seven-point lead. Nyla Nelson with the basketball. She'll give it up to Kaylin Cannon, to Haley Cannon, down underneath to Paisley Swain. Her shot partially blocked. She couldn't get it. She'll throw it up there again, and it goes off of the top of the backboard. It'll be a turnover. There's just a lot of contact underneath that goal.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were just picking at the referees when they come over at halftime saying, hey, what are we going to do in the second half? And they said they won't let us stop blowing the whistle. So I think they might have put the whistle in their pocket. Long three-pointer by Talladega, no good. They'll get the long rebound. This here's a drive by Kennedy Morgan. She'll go down and lay it up and in. Coach Victor Smith will not be happy about that. And, oh, what a collision right in front of us. That's got to hurt. That was Acacia Patterson. Boy, and I tell you, I don't know that Hope Duncan might have took the worst blow of that.
Yeah, that was a very hard hit right there.
That was right in front of us, too. We could hear it. Sylacauga will get the basketball. They'll call a foul on Hope Duncan. Here's Sylacauga. Nobody wanted to stop Malaya Bryan, who's checked into the game. And she gives the Aggies back a seven-point lead. Here's Talladega. That should have been a backcourt call. But it's stolen away by Sylacauga anyway. Breakaway for Acacia Patterson. and she'll lay it in. 9-point Aggie lead.
It's Silicaga Aggie. They're trying to find their rhythm, momentum, and they're doing a good job so far just penetrating against the basket.
They went back to that 2-2-1 full court pressure. And Talladega trying to get it underneath and don't shoot the layup, and they give it up for a three. And I guess that's a good choice as Destiny Twyman puts in the three, and Talladega will call a 30-second timeout. I think I'm going to take one with them. You're listening to Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff, and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it, and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside. Sylacauga with the basketball. Got in a trap. We need to get out of it. And I think Sylacauga will call a quick timeout. Boy, I come back for 15 seconds of play. Let's take another 30-second timeout. We'll get this game going here in a little bit. You're listening to Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Dave McCurley and R.J. Burns with you. It's the Lady Aggies with a 6-point lead over the Talladega Lady Tigers. Here's Malaya Bryant with the basketball. She'll give it up to Kaylin Cannon and Acacia Patterson. And they're spreading the floor. They're wanting to just run a little clock, and they're going to force Talladega to come out and play them, RJ.
Yeah, they know exactly that. Talladega's in a 2-3 zone. They might have to just go to a man, but Sylacauga doing a good job of just stalling the offense right now.
And now Coach Justin Evans will tell his girls to come out and corral them. And Sylacauga will get it. Try to put it in, can't get it. And they throw it away. That was Ja'Kayla Jackson with a turnover. Talladega can't get the layup to go with Spencer. Sylacauga. Falling out of bounds was Malaya Bryant. She throws it back in to Sylacauga and a 2-point bucket by Haley Cannon. That was a great play over there on that sideline by Bryant.
Yeah, way to hustle and get that ball. Throw it back to your teammate.
Here's a 3-pointer being put up and missed by Kinsley Morgan. It'll go out of bounds off of Talladega. Sylacauga will get the basketball with an 8-point lead. Talladega's going to go back to that 2-2-1 full-court press that gives Sylacauga so much trouble in the first half. Here's Acacia Patterson to Cannon. They'll throw over the top of it to Haley. Nice bounce pass underneath, and the bucket and the foul.
Yeah, that was a really good bounce pass right there. Once she drove to the basket, the defender was able to get her, draw attention. She just dumped it off to her teammate.
That was Carly Creighton with the basket, and I'm going to tell you something. That is textbook how you beat a press. No dribble. We didn't dribble the ball one time. Pass, pass, bounce pass, boom, and a chance for a 3-point play. And Creighton will be at the marble at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line, and she's good. And who's going to come out? Okay, Acacia Patterson will get a rest as Jacqueline Harville comes in to replace her. 39-28, biggest lead of the game now for the Aggies at 11. They had it at 10 in the first half. Let's see if they can continue their winning ways here. Almost a near steal. Talladega gets it back. They'll get an open three-pointer with Destiny Twyman. It's short. They get the long rebound. Another look at it, and this one's long. And on the line is Talladega's Hope Duncan, so it'll give it back to Sylacauga with 3:32 to go third quarter. 11-point lead. Here's Harville. Back to Bryant. To Cannon. They pass it all the way and had a wide open look underneath the bucket with Creighton. This time she couldn't hit the wide open layup. Here's Talladega. This here is Ja'Kira Wilson. She'll move around, get an open shot. That's nowhere near. And Sylacauga's Haley Cannon comes away with the rebound. And Malaya Bryant is just being mugged all the way down the floor right in front of us.
Yeah, she did a good job of just trying to draw the foul. And she did a good job of just being aggressive and staying focused, trying to get down the court.
That foul's going to be on Hope Duncan. That is Talladega's fourth team foul here in this third quarter. Sylacauga yet to get one. That's big because the next foul in the next 2:55 is going to put Sylacauga at the free throw line. They're doing it again. RJ, they're just going to back this thing out and dribble it away unless Talladega comes out to meet them.
Yeah.
Jacqueline Harville right now with the basketball, just stomping her feet and dribbling it at the half-court strike.
Well, I guess they're going to continue to do it as long as Talladega don't put any pressure on them. So,
yeah.
Going to see what Talladega's going to do right here.
Under 2.5 minutes to go third quarter. Talladega's in no itching hurry to get out there and guard them, down by 11. As we approach 2:15 in the quarter. And the referees cannot make them do that. They finally make a little move. Harville goes in and backs it out to Malia Bryant. Malia will do the same thing with Jacqueline, but Malia will put up a shot, no good, and Talladega will get the rebound. So I guess it paid off for the Lady Tigers, but they wasted a whole lot of time. And here is Twyman going in for a shot, and she's going to be fouled. I believe that foul is going to go against Malia Bryant. And Sylacauga will catch a breather for a second, up by 11, as Twyman goes to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line, where she is no good. Patterson will check back in to replace Creighton in the Lady Aggie lineup. She get one more. No good on it. Long rebound. Nice job by Jacqueline Harville getting that rebound. 1:45 to go third quarter, and Sylacauga will do it again. Now, Talladega's going to come out and meet them this time and extend that offense. Talladega's staying in a 2-3 zone. So Sylacauga's going to put three girls out here, RJ, and unless you're Talladega and can go man-to-man here, you're going to force their hand. And they're just going to wait and wait. Here's Malia Bryant. She'll give it to Patterson, almost at the midcourt stripe. Now they'll throw it cross-court to Kaylin Cannon. Now back to Patterson, who had a wide-open three and couldn't get it to go. Here comes Talladega with the basketball. That is Demaya Wells. She threw it away. Here's Kaylin Cannon. She'll be fouled and throws it up. It almost went down, but she'll go to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of anticipating those passes. That's exactly what she did. She saw the pass was coming, just took it on to the basket and got fouled for going up for the layup.
So 55 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Sylacauga by 11 with a chance to increase their biggest lead of the game. Here's Kaylin Cannon. No good. She'll get one more. Coach Victor Smith and the Lady Aggies hoping to advance to the finals of the Big School Girls Championship. And Kaylin, no good on either free throw. She hits the floor going down the floor, and here we go. Here's Sylacauga coming away with a steal, and then Talladega takes it right back. That pass into the front court got a little too far, and that basketball come out of bounds right in front of us. Talladega will keep it. Another Aggie turnover. They just can't seem to take care of the basketball.
Yeah, they have to be careful with the basketball. I mean, in a game like this, 39-28, you have to be careful with the basketball.
Oh, and that's – I don't know about that call. You got Kinsley Morgan was on the route to the basket, and she looked like she was going to pass the basketball, and it was blocked nicely by – Paisley Swain the pass, but they're going to give her two free throws. And she makes the first. I just don't know if she was in the act of shooting. 39-29. And it'll stay that as she misses the second free throw. And I'm telling you, Talladega just outran Sylacauga for that rebound. But they miss another shot. And Sylacauga's got this one. Malia Bryan, and Talladega knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Talladega right now, they're just fighting for every loose ball. I mean, they're trying to get every rebound, every steal. They're trying to work their way back into this game. So, Sylacauga needs to be very careful.
Yeah, I mean, you've known this as well as I have in the game of basketball. A 10-point lead with a quarter to play is not a huge lead. I've seen people as Sylacauga makes a drive down the lane with Patterson. She's been a good one. She lays it in. Back to a 12-point lead. Here's Talladega. They can't get it with Kinsley Morgan. Scramble for the rebound, and the quarter is going to almost come to an end. And that's going to be a foul on Talladega, I think. Or is it on Sylacauga? No, they'll call it on Talladega. I believe it's going to be on Kinsley Morgan. 0.4 seconds, and that's huge because Sylacauga now will get two free throws. And they'll get it with Jacqueline Harville. She's got a chance to increase the lead to as big as it's been all game. Up by 12 now. She can't do it. And the Aggies have not done themselves any favor at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. She'll get one more, and then we'll be at the end of the third quarter of play. Good on one of two. 13-point Aggie lead. A heave by Talladega to no avail. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Sylacauga with a 13-point advantage, 42-29. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Dave McCurley and R.J. Burns sitting in with you. For Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman. They'll be back tomorrow night with the boys as the Aggies take on Mumford at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. There's a turnover by Talladega. Here comes Sylacauga racing down with Malaya Bryant. They can't get the layup, and Talladega's out of there with it. Here comes Hope Duncan. She'll kick it back to what are they calling here? That was a wide-open shot for Jakiria Wilson, and they're going to call a foul RJ, I don't know if anybody was even close to her.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody touch her, so I'm kind of confused on what kind of foul he called right there.
I don't even think anybody was close to her, but she misses the first free throw. She'll get another Will Wilson. We'll go along with it, but that don't mean we have to agree with it. And she gets one of two, and it's 42-30. Here's Jacqueline Harville with a basketball. She'll give it to Kaylin Cannon. That's got to be a foul. And Talladega just absolutely hammered Kaylin Cannon. And that wasn't called. And they go down and lay it in, back to a 10-point lead. And Sylacauga throws it away again. That should have been a travel. And Duncan will lay it up there, no good. And Sylacauga needs to hold the basketball. They throw it down. This will be Aaliyah Bryant. She finally gets a layup to go for her. And it's 44-32. And a near steal by Sylacauga, but Duncan comes up with it. And they throw it down underneath. And that'll be a bucket for Demaya Wells. So where we didn't score hardly any in the second, everybody here score now in the fourth. Here's Kaylin Cannon. She'll back it out to Harville, now to Acacia Patterson. And Talladega's going to come out and guard us now. Patterson will go down the lane, throw it up there. Should have used one side of the backboard, and they're going to get a jump ball, and that will be Sylacauga basketball.
Yeah, she got to the basket, but you got to finish the top of layups right there. Once you penetrate and once you get to the goal, you have to finish. And Sylacauga has done a good job of that, but they need to do a better job of finishing.
Yeah, you got to go to one side or the other and lay it off the glass. But Sylacauga gets it in. Here's Jaden Harville now in for her twin sister Jacqueline. And they'll play catch with it, her and Patterson. And now Haley Cannon will go down the lane. Or excuse me, this is Kaylin Cannon. Haley's over here on the left side. She got fouled, and she will go to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line for two. As the Aggies lead by 10 with 6:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dave McCurley, R.J. Burns with you. And I'll be back here on Wednesday night. And Kaylin cannot connect on the first free throw. She'll get one more. Tell you what, we've been very abysmal from the free throw line. One more coming for Kaylin. She gets it to go. Maybe she heard me. Talladega will get it across the timeline. Trying to hang on to my voice. This is the fourth game I've done today. A shot by Duncan is no good. Sylacauga comes out of there with it. And I mean, Jaden Harville cannot hit the layup. That thing did everything but go in.
Yeah, they did a good job of being active in transition, but once again, once you get to the basket, you have to finish those type of layups, those type of plays.
The rebound came down, and they had a tie-up with it, and the alternate possession will go to Talladega. Here's the Lady Tigers now. And almost a near travel by Morgan, but she corrals herself, gets it to Hope Duncan for a three-pointer, and she's no good. And now they've got it to Twyman. Long three-pointer by Ja'Kira Wilson, no good, but the putback is good. And a full timeout being called by Talladega. Let's take one last timeout if we can. 5:30 to go in this one. Sylacauga by 9. You're listening to the Coosa Valley, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, your dreams matter. Whether it's buying a new car, purchasing land, or starting a business, Sycamore offers a variety of loan options to help you get there. With competitive rates, personalized service, and the convenience of mobile banking, Sycamore is committed to supporting your financial journey. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega or apply online at sycamorefcu.com. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Back in action here, Sylacauga with the basketball and a 9-point lead. And Talladega leaves the lane wide open, and Paisley Swain goes down and left-hands it up and in, and the Aggies back up by 11. Here is Talladega with a shot with Duncan, no good, and Sylacauga with a rebound. They just flat knock her to the floor. That is Malaya Bryant, and I tell you, she comes up hobbling again. That's only the second team foul here in this fourth quarter on Talladega. Here comes that pressure again. Cross-court pass. Sylacauga's got it with Patterson. Good weave through traffic. She's going to go down the lane. Can't connect on a shot. It's on the floor. It'll go out of bounds off of Sylacauga. It'll be Talladega basketball. 47-36, 4:47 to go in the game. And, you know, to me, in the first half for Talladega, Destiny Twyman was their leading scorer and their go-getter. And she hadn't scored here in the second half, if memory serves me correct.
Yeah, she's been very quiet. She hasn't done hardly anything in the second half.
Sylacauga's done a very good job on her. Talladega throws it away. So here's Sylacauga with the basketball. And we gladly just give it right back to them. And I'll tell you, Patterson was not ready for that pass from Malaya Bryant. And Talladega will get it back right next to us here at the midcourt stripe. And here is Twyman with the basketball. She'll get a screen, go across half court, kicks it out. And now a long three-pointer being put up and missed. And here comes Malaya Bryant racing down the floor. And she's going to be trapped, and that's going to be a jump ball situation. And that should be, there is going to be Talladega basketball. Wow, I thought they got the last one. But maybe I was mistaken on whatever call that was. 4:05 to go in the game. Talladega will get an open look from three. That was Hope Duncan air ball. And Sylacauga will now come down the floor, and they leave Cannon open for a shot. That was Kaylin Cannon, and now another jump ball on the rebound. This one will be Sylacauga. Or is there a timeout on the floor? I think there is. 3:49 to go in the basketball game, and we'll hold it right here, RJ. If Sylacauga can hold on for the next 3:49, they're up by 11 points right now. What you've got to do is take care of the basketball and hit your free throws from this point on, and you win the game. But those have been two things that we've struggled with all night long.
Yeah, we're making too many turnovers. I mean, once we beat the press, we're setting it up, but once we seem like we kind of move too fast. Another thing is once you get to the rim, you have to finish those type of layups. I mean, you're right there at the rim, but at the same time, once you get to the free throw line, it's going to come down to free throws, so you have to finish the free throws off once you get it to the free throw line.
So Sylacauga with an 11-point lead, 47-36 with 3:49 to go. The winner of this game will get the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears on Thursday at 5:30. All games here at Lincoln. And I'll tell you right now, whoever wins this game, hopefully the Aggies can hang on and pull it out. It's going to be a tough sled against the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears. And then if you were to win that, congratulations, you get the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs. Probably. Now, Winterboro's got to defeat Childersburg on Wednesday, but right now I don't see anybody playing with the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs. We'll see if the Lady Aggies can have something for them. And there's going to be a foul in the front court on Talladega's Twyman. She fouled Acacia Patterson. We're not in that bonus yet. That's the third team foul on Talladega. Let's see if they're, if that's what they're trying to do. They'll get it to Kaylin Cannon. Patterson. She needs to dribble. She does, and she gets around, and they throw it away. She got all the way around Twyman, got a two-on-one, and tried a bounce pass down underneath to Charles, and was to no avail and goes out of bounds. End of the game for Sylacauga is going to be Jacqueline Harville. So the right tire five on the floor is Jacqueline Harville, along with Nyla Nelson, Haley Cannon, or excuse me, Kaylin Cannon. Also out there is going to be Aliana Williams and also Sanaya Charles. Here's Charles. She'll try a little scoop move. That won't work. And Talladega will lose it out of bounds off of their foot. And with 2:58 to go in this game, Talladega is just finding a hard time getting it in the basket, RJ.
Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to, they're struggling really bad right now. But once they get it down to their side of the floor, they should just set up, run their offense, and be patient. But right now, they're making too many costly turnovers.
Possession arrow favors Sylacauga. This is Kaylin Cannon going down the lane. And when I tell you she was hammered, that I've seen easier muggings in New York City. She'll go to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line, and she is, I'm telling you now, that took a toll on her. She is breathing hard and bending over. I tell you, she took a shot there. But, I mean, you got to step to the line and make your free throws now.
Yeah, free throws are going to be very big right now.
2:47 to go in the game. Aggies by 11. It stays 11, and she has struggled mightily from the free throw line. Has all of them tonight. I guess that's probably the one thing, I guess, that Talladega's probably done a little bit better job than we have is with free throws. And Kaylin gets one of two. She'll come out of the game. I don't know, just want to make sure she's okay. Malaya Bryant will come in for her. And here's some pressure. I like this move by Coach Victor Smith to force Talladega a little longer time in getting it up the floor. They get it up the floor to Twyman. Her three-pointer not anywhere near, but it goes out of bounds off of Malaya Bryant. It will be Lady Tiger basketball with 2:34 to go in the game. And a long three-pointer by Talladega is off the back. Now, wait a minute.
Whoa, what?
I didn't think anybody touched that ball.
They said, who tipped it?
Unless the shot was blocked is the only thing I can think of. Maybe that's where they're saying the tip came in. And nevertheless, we're going to get it back with Sanaya Charles. She's going down the lane. She's going to be fouled by Talladega. And with 2:24 to go in this game, the Lady Aggies can put this thing away as they're up by 12. If they can start connecting on some of these free throws from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Charles, she'll get two. No good. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the first order of business at tomorrow or Wednesday's practice is going to be from the charity stripe.
Yeah, you definitely want to shoot a lot of free throws as much as you can, and you want to make as many as you can as well.
Her second one is no good as well. Talladega races down to get the rebound. Here comes the Lady Tigers. Long three-pointer by Hope Duncan, no good. And a good backside rebound by Harville. She gets it ahead to, I believe she got it ahead to Nyla Nelson, but Talladega knocked it out of bounds. Sylacauga will retain possession with 2:08 to go. Has the last 2 minutes took 30 minutes or what? And now Sylacauga is going to back it out, play catch, and they're going to force Talladega to come out. Under 2 minutes to go in the game now. Malaya Bryant with the basketball as Talladega will come out and guard man-to-man now. They are over the limit. And they could probably do themselves some favors, RJ, because we can't hit free throws.
No, we definitely can't. They're trying kind of create as much pressure as they can. Silicago to be very careful right here and make the free throws when you get to the free throw line.
Well, Malaya Bryant went down and gave it to Haley Cannon. Haley couldn't get the shot away, and it fell right into Malaya Bryant's hand, and she put it in. 50-36, a missed three-pointer by Talladega, and Silicago now will slow it down, or you say they will. And here goes Kaylin Cannon into the goal, and she's going to be fouled. So now with 1:16 to go, I think the Lady Aggies can start smelling a little blood in the water. They'll go back to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line with Kaylin Cannon for two. And she's good on the first one this time. It increases the Lady Aggie lead to 15 now with 1:16 to go in the game. So barring any kind of unforeseen miracle here, Lady Aggies are going to advance and play the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears. That's going to be a foul on Silicago on the rebound against Sanaya Parker. And I think they're going to still show that full court pressure and force Talladega into taking as much time as they can getting the ball up the floor. You just got to keep from fouling here now, and you're going to get out of here with a win. Long three-pointer by Talladega, still no good. They get a rebound, and there's a foul on Kaylin Cannon. Now, I believe that may be her fourth foul. She's played a long time with three.
She really has.
She's done a good job in staying out of foul trouble in the second half, but now she's got four with less than a minute to go, and it's pretty much a moot point now as at the free throw line for the Lady Tigers. I believe that is going to be Spencer. She'll get one more if she misses the first. No good on the second. And Kaylin Cannon will rip it down, and the Lady Aggies now with less than a minute to go just need to salt this thing away. Malaya Bryant, and I don't know if Talladega is going to come out and foul now. I mean, 40 seconds to go in the game, and it's a 15-point game. Malaya, she'll play catch with it with Acacia Patterson. Patterson will go down the lane. She wants to score, and by cracky, she will.
Good drive right there by her.
53-36. Here's Alana Richardson with the basketball for Talladega. And they'll go down the lane now with Honesty Taylor. Her shot no good, and a foul on Talladega on the rebound, and that's going to just about do it. RJ, 11 seconds to go. We're seeing some painful looks here from our officiating crew. Chris foul with 11 seconds to go. And Kaylin Cannon will go back to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. And they're wondering the same thing we're wondering. Why?
Right.
You got to make the call, but you wonder why. And Kaylin will get another point added to her stat total. Coming into the game for Silicaga, Carly Creighton. She'll get Acacia Patterson, who I thought played very well tonight for Silicaga. Also into the game for the Lady Aggies, Sanaya Parker. And two for two for Kaylin Cannon. And all you got to do is stand there, girls, as the Aggies are going to win this one, and they'll face the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears on Thursday night. And that one's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Silicaga Lady Aggie ball. And on Thursday night at 5:30, it'll be Silicaga and Lincoln in the Large School Girls Championship. We'll step aside and take a timeout. We come back, it'll be the Star Physical Therapy postgame show. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Dave McCurley, R.J. Burns with you courtside in the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. The Lady Aggies defeat the Lady Tigers of Talladega. And R.J., second half, they did what they needed to do. The defense in the second half was phenomenal.
Yeah, they played very aggressive in the second half. I mean, they tried to get all the balls they could. They tried to get a lot of steals. They forced some turnovers, and they just did a good job of playing Sylacauga basketball. But they played very well in the second half. They had to do a good job of finishing. But once they were able to get to the free throw line, they were able to capitalize, no different points. So I feel like Sylacauga definitely played better in the second half, better than they did in the first half. So it was a really good game for the Lady Aggies tonight.